which now raises, fount of every blessing, purify my spirit, trusting only in your merit. Like the holy angels worshiping before you, may I ceaselessly
The congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly.
Let Israel be glad in his Maker.
Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King.
Let them praise his name with dancing,
making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory.
Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands,
to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples,
to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron,
to execute on them the judgment written,
This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, Son, Jesus. Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The first reading for All Saints Sunday is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on earth or sea or against any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God. And he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed. 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for they so persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. Are there any children that would like to come forwards? Go ahead and get one. Okay, that sounds fun. Okay, yeah. Move it over here, that's right. There we go. Good morning. What color do you see on the altar today, the colors of the cloth? White, and you see the white here too? Yeah. So we have white on special festival days, special days at church. Another day that we might have white like be like Christmas Day or Easter Sunday, we have white, and Sundays after Easter. But today, we call it All Saints Day. And the thing Christians remember are those friends and family of ours, and other people too, who have died and are in heaven. And we remember, especially you'll hear in the prayers, you'll hear three names. Those are three church members who died this year and are in heaven now. Now, heaven is the best home. Whatever we think of a good thing about our home, that's heaven and more than that. Now, can you think of something? When you go home, maybe if you've been shopping or to school or away for a long trip, when you get home, what's something good that you think about that you like when you get back home? Can you think of something, maybe?
I like to play with my favorite toys.
You like to play with your favorite toys when you get back to the house? Do you like that? You got new toys? Did you play with them at the house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So those are things you can do at the house, right?
But we only got a few minutes because we were home at like...
Let's think about that. You only got a few minutes to play.
We only got like 20 minutes.
Only 20 minutes.
Because our bedtime is at 8 and got home at like...
Oh, bedtime at 8. And you had no time to play with the new toys.
No, we did.
Oh, you did. But a little time. You wanted more. Now let's just think about that, just that one thing. How many years will we be in heaven?
Forever.
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 When we die, we're in heaven forever. And then we're at home forever. And will we ever be sad because we didn't have enough time? No, think about that. Oh, no, I wanted to play with my new toys, but no time. I have to go to bed now. There won't be any sadness there.
But we can play them tomorrow.
We can play with them. Yes, now you can play with them tomorrow. But in heaven, there it's always... And do you think, is there going to be sickness in heaven?
Yeah.
No sickness in heaven.
No.
We won't be sick.
No bullying.
No bullying, that's right. And, and we'll love each other and take care of each other. God will take care of us. He'll preserve us. I don't know if we'll have to take care of each other. I think I said that wrong. He'll take care of us. He'll take care of us.
And our parents.
And yeah, he'll take care of our parents. And our grandparents and our great-grandparents. Everybody who is in heaven, he's taking care of. So as Christians, we learn, and there's a hymn that says this, but heaven is our home. That's where we will finally go, and that's where God the Father is there. What do we say in the Lord's Prayer? We say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and so on. But that first line that teaches us, our Heavenly Father is in heaven. His power and his grace are with us now, but one day he'll take us to be with him, and that's our home, our home. Sometimes in this world, we can get very sad or lonely. And as Christians, we know it's going to be like that sometimes here. Because our real home is in heaven?
Because when my dad was a kid, he didn't have a sister. He was alone. His grandma or his dad or mom didn't play with him. He was all by himself.
Oh, no. Well, when do you think we have lots of people to play with when we're in heaven? Yes, even the people that we didn't know on earth, they'll become our friends. Yeah, because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay, let's sing. Let's pray. Okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
Thank you for life everlasting.
Thank you for life everlasting.
Help me to believe in you. And believe in your good heaven. And bless my family. In your name I pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. We'll put the chairs away. Okay. As we do this, remember, put the chairs away. Yeah, she knows now. You can put it just here.
Two chairs.
There we go.
They got two.
Okay. Mine's over there.
Okay, okay.
I was carrying it just with my
mom. Oh, wow. It was more complex today because normally I just tell you we sing the sermon hymn. But I needed to remind you. Women sing three, men sing five. We sing the sermon in. and win the fight. Is fierce the warfare long, still on the ear the distant triumph song. And hearts are brave again, and arms are strong. Alleluia, alleluia.
The golden evening brightens in the west. Soon, soon to faithful warriors cometh rest. Sweet
sermon for this morning reflects primarily on our reading from Revelation, Revelation chapter 7. To start, though, I read briefly from Matthew 28, those words Jesus said. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. From the outside, we Christians look like everyone else. Most of the time, at least, often. Christians die. Christians become ill. Christians have difficulties with mental illness, psychological conditions. We suffer those things. Christians oftentimes are not rich, but poor. And in the U.S., we have a lot of wealth. And yet, there's Christians around the world that have less than us. But a sign of being Christian is not you're rich. Oh, he's rich. He must be Christian. No. That's not it. Christians have tragedy and sadness come to our families, too. We like to see a Christian family that's doing well. It's encouraging to us. Sometimes Christians, we have difficulties in our families. It happens. And sometimes, and especially towards the end times, Christians will be rejected by the world. Now that's happening, it happened to Jesus himself, of course. But as the church goes through time and history, there's times when Christians, when I say rejected, I mean in a broad way, not popular or not in favor with the political powers or persecuted or even put to death for the name of Jesus. And so you say, what good is it being a Christian if all these things happen to you just as much as anyone else? I don't see something different in your life. This is where Revelation chapter 7 helps us think about these things. So I got to get up to speed to chapter 7. So a little bit of intro. So Revelation was written about 50 years, more or less, after Jesus lived on this earth. If he lived 30, died 33, Revelation's written maybe after that, 50 years would be 83. Revelation's written maybe 90 or 93 or 95. 50 plus years after Jesus. By John, the last living apostle. And the church already, by this time, in that first 50 years, had been rejected religiously by the Jews, who were in power and who had favor with Rome, and had been rejected by politically by the Roman Empire, especially first by Nero, as he tortured and persecuted Christians horrendously. The rejection, the suffering, the tribulation had already started years before John had these visions which he wrote down. And so, in various places and various times, the church is trying to endure their own situation. I read a few verses from chapter 1 of Revelation. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on the account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Do you hear that? He was there on account of the word of God. He was banished for being a Christian and a Christian leader. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. And I skipped a few verses and returning to verse 17. John says, when I saw him, and the him is Jesus here, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, the things that you have seen, those that are, and those that are to take place after this. So Jesus gave these visions to John to write down, to send out to the seven churches for their comfort and for their guidance. And we learn that those seven churches, some of them are persecuted for the faith and are standing firm. Some of them have brought in false teaching, and Jesus scolds them in the letter to them. Some of them he warns quite sternly. The conditions are different at the seven churches. But the visions then continue in chapters 4 and 5, and that is a vision of Jesus after he's ascended into heaven. He is enthroned at the right hand of God the Father. That's chapters 4 and 5. And then there are these scrolls. The future is to be revealed. And I said, who is worthy to open these scrolls, to look into them, to see the future? And nobody was worthy except the Lamb. And so chapter 6 is about those first six scrolls of the future. Chapter 8 is the last of the seven scrolls, but chapter 7, our lesson for today. Chapter 7 are two visions that John has between, that is for the comfort of the people, because the scrolls show God's judgment on the earth. How will God's people survive if this is what's going to happen? These visions are about the survival of God's people. Did you hear that unusual thing? I've read it a number of times, especially like in our Bible study last year in Revelation. But this unusual thing in chapter 7, verse 1, after this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth so that no wind might blow on earth or sea or against any tree. And it's not that he thought that the earth was flat, but the four directions. And the angels are controlling the destruction because they just had destruction in the scrolls in chapter 6. But now the angels are holding back the destruction. And an angel descends from the rising sun with a seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the earth. So the one angel comes from the east, And the angels are there. John sees in the vision the angels holding back the destructive power. And that fifth angel says to the other four, do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Until God's people are sealed with his name, do not let these destructive forces destroy everything. That's where we're at right now. God is withholding the final judgment until the last of his people are safe in faith. The world deserves God's judgment. We deserve it. But we know the gospel is that for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the Lamb of God, he wants all to believe and be saved. And John has a vision there that the angels have been authority to bring this judgment, are told, wait, wait, until God has readied all his people. And then we have the 12,000 from the 12 tribes all named, referring to the fullness and completeness of all God's people, his chosen ones. And then is the next vision. Verse 9, after this, so it's the next vision, after this I looked, and then he saw all God's people gathered together in heaven from different languages and tribes all over, and they are praising God, and they're thanking God for their salvation. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, and they bow down and worship God. And the elder talks to John. Who are these people you're seeing in the vision in the white robes? It's not just the pastor has the white robe, but all of them. Who are these? He says, oh, sir, you know. And he says, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. Those, they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, when you look at these words, there's like, okay, which group of people are these and so forth, and getting at that. But we see that as all of us and all of God's people have come through tribulations of our times, just like the seven churches to which John wrote, we are all coming through these tribulations of our times. And some of us will go through the great tribulation, but we're all getting through this period of time until Jesus returns. And the angels are holding back the final destruction until all is ready with God's people. One of the key elements of all these visions of Revelation is that God is in charge and the Lamb has victory over all evil. When we reflect upon those who have gone before us, our good Christian family and friends, and before them, and we read in church history of those who have gone generations from different parts of the world, have died in the faith, who have suffered for the faith for Christ. We see that God has prepared for each one of us, each one of his sons and daughters, old and young, what they will go through, and the angels are holding back the final judgment until all his people are saved, are sealed with the name of God. I won't refer to it in a sermon, only to say on the back page, there's a quote talking about this sealing. But that sealing is this branding of God, this marking of God that I belong to him. And Satan cannot break that. And it has to do with God's word and baptism and how the Lord's Supper keeps us in that. And later on, you see in the quote, I do suggest you look at it, even though it might be unfamiliar to you. Later on in Revelation, Satan is told, the beast is told, you are not allowed to harm those with the seal of God on them. Whatever happens. Does that mean Christians will never die? No. Does that mean that Christians will never get ill? No. Does that mean that Christians will never suffer setbacks or tragedy? No. It means that Christians will go home. That's what God is aiming for. That we are at home with Him in heaven. So whatever that takes, maybe our life is pleasant in a, you know, in an earthly way. Maybe it's terrible in an earthly way, but God wants His people home. One way or another, He's going to get them home. And this, as much as we miss people and miss our friends and family, we know they're home. And that is the message that God wants us to be sure of and confident about. That whatever happens here is for time being. We take each care of each other now, but we have a home we're going to. Where if we want to keep playing, we don't have just 20 minutes. And we'll have a lot more friends. So those are just a few thoughts about why is this reading for All Saints? Because God held back the judgment, got them through, and He's going to get us through, and we're going to go home. And we thank God for that. We'll think a little bit more about this on a couple Sundays, the last day of the church year. But then we remember, how do we keep in this faith? How do we remain strong? What gives us encouragement? And then what happens in the church year? Advent. Preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And then Epiphany, His ministry. And then Lent and Holy Week. Remembering what He's done for us. To remember what Jesus has done for us, to celebrate that, to be together, that gets us through. Because those are the draws. That's how we get into heaven, is by the blood and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank You for dying for us and for rising for us and for giving us faith, for giving us Your Holy Spirit. We ask You to keep us strong in the faith, to keep us focused, that You are preparing a place for all Your people in Your Father's house. And help us not to forget this as we live our lives and carry out our daily responsibilities. Help us, give us strength, and keep us in mind You are preparing to receive us and You will get us home. In Your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sang the final two verses of hymn 677.
But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day, the saints triumphant rise in bright array, the King of
We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church, printed in the bulletin. Standing with the great multitude of saints before the throne of God and the Lamb, let us join in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving to the God of our salvation. Mighty and eternal God, we thank you for the faithful saints who have gone to your house in heaven before us. Thank you for their witness and service to their families and Christian brothers and sisters. We ask the Holy Spirit to also give us faith all of our days until we are called home. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the Christian lives of Darlene A. Myers, October 1, 1935, died January 3, 2023. Henry James Federke, born July 27, 1933, died January 21st, 2023. Dennis Dale Meyer, born July 26, 1951, died September 26, 2023. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For deliverance from all that harms the body and assaults the soul, and for trust to commend ourselves in all things into the hand of our faithful God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the ministers of the church, that by their preaching the Spirit would gather the lost, kindle faith in those who do not yet believe, and sustain us all to the day of Christ's coming, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all Christian homes, that they may be places where faith is nurtured and where we may learn to live our new lives in holiness and righteousness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the persecuted who suffer for the sake of Christ, that God would call all to righteousness by their witness, and for the nations, that God would establish his peace, make our leaders wise and honorable, and deliver us from violence and oppression, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For safety and success in all our daily labors of harvest, working in industry, education, food service, merchandising, the arts and sciences, medical and emergency services, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who call on our Heavenly Father in need, we remember Margaret and Charlotte and Bernetta, Bill and Gary, Bryce and James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Carlos, Phyllis, Lane, Diana, Don, Randy, and Pastor Sampson. That God would comfort them with his abiding presence, grant them patience in the midst of suffering, and, according to his will, release them from their afflictions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church and all her members, gathered at the bidding of the Lamb, our shepherd, that we may have ears to hear his word and faith to receive him in his blessed sacrament, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty Father, we give you thanks that you have washed us in the blood of the Lamb, written our names in the book of life, and made us a royal priesthood and heirs of eternal inheritance. Though we are unworthy of your saving grace, we pray you to hear us in the name of Jesus Christ, in whom, with whom, and through whom all honor and glory is yours, Heavenly Father, with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, being obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory.
Pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take us away.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sing for our final hymn, 814.
Oh, bless the Lord, my soul. Let all within me join, and aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favors are divine. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul. Sent the